The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
St. Paul in the second reading says, "Did you not know that when you were baptized, you were baptized into the death of Christ? And because he rose, you too will rise again." Let me ask you a question. How many of you remember when you were baptized? How many of you remember your birthday? Do you remember your birthday? Yes, I do. I remember my birthday just. But what about your baptism or date? I can tell you, I have to think. I think I was baptized on October 1st. But which one is more important to you? So I'm going to be talking about the importance of baptism. St. Paul says, if we die with the Lord, we'll live with the Lord. If we endure with the Lord, we'll reign with the Lord. Keep in mind that Jesus Christ has died for us, and he's risen from the dead. He is our saving Lord. He is joy for all ages. If we die with the Lord, we shall live with the Lord. If we endure with the Lord, we shall reign with the Lord. Keep in mind that Jesus Christ has died for us, and he's risen from the dead. He is our saving Lord. He is joy for all ages. I woke up this morning reading Matthew chapter 16. Today's gospel is from Matthew chapter 10. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus said to the disciples, "Who do the people say I am?" He took an opinion poll from his disciples. That was courageous. That was brave. It reminds me of a story of Tom and his wife. Tom and his wife had a restaurant near the harbor, and that restaurant served the community for many years. So one day, he decided to put up a note on the door to the restaurant to say, "Give me your own opinion." It was on a Tuesday. By Friday, there were a lot of comment on the doorpost. Some say, your food is very salty. The fish tastes like last week's haddock. And there was another one written boldly. It says, please do well not to feed our seagulls with your chippy. We are trying to keep them alive. Whatever that meant, they didn't appreciate the work he was doing. And of course, I said to myself, that must be very courageous of him to have asked for opinions. It takes a man of courage. But now I ask you, I ask myself, if God was to take an opinion poll about your baptismal promise, where do you think you would stand? If you were to take an opinion poll about you being a Christian, where do you think you're going to stand? What would be the comment? St. Paul says, did you not know that when you were baptized into Christ's death? And when he rose, you rose with him. Baptism. What does it mean to be baptized into Christ's death? To be dead to sin, to be dead to pride, to be dead to unforgiveness, to be dead to hypocrisy, to be dead to all the negative things of life. And what does it mean to say, when you were baptized, you rose again with him? You are baptized to life. You have taken the life of glory, the life of God, which is justice, peace, the life of God, which is kindness, goodness, name it. Into this first reading, the Shunammite woman, the woman from Shunem, you know, was dead to sin, dead to her selfishness. She looked out for the prophet. She was kind. She was dead to her selfishness and alive to her kindness and generosity. And Jesus was saying in the gospel, whoever gives a cup of cold water to a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for always caring for the priests, for those missionaries here and abroad. It means you are alive to the life of Christ. We are striving to be alive. If we die with the Lord, we shall live with the Lord. If we endure with the Lord, we shall reign with the Lord. So think about it again. How much am I keeping to my baptismal promise? You know, the definition of baptism is very sublime. It does for me four things, if not five. Say, baptism is a sacrament. What is a sacrament? A sacrament is something you see with your eyes, but, you know, it's very tangible. But within it, something is happening in the spiritual realm. We look at baptism, you're just pouring water. You know, it looks so ordinary, but something extraordinary is happening. That's the sacrament. The mass looks ordinary, but in the spiritual realm, something is happening. So baptism is a sacrament which cleanses us from original sin, makes us Christians, children of God, and members of the church. Baptism, just by having baptism, we become God's children. God becomes our Lord and King. He owns us. So am I living out my baptismal promise? Am I trying? Am I striving? Is this something I am ascending to? So today, we thank the Lord for the goodness in our hearts he has poured into our hearts through baptism. May he continue to shine. May we continue to, you know, focus on the good things of life, kindness, benevolence, gratitude, and not selfishness, and not unforgiveness. So if we die with the Lord, we shall live with the Lord. If we endure with the Lord, we shall reign with the Lord. May the Lord continue to help us to be that, to have that generous spirit, dying to self and living for others. Keep in mind that Jesus Christ has died for us and he's risen from the dead. He is our saving Lord. He is joy for all ages. If we die with the Lord, we shall live with the Lord. If we endure with the Lord, we shall reign with the Lord. Keep in mind that Jesus Christ has died for us and he's risen from the dead. He is our saving Lord. He is joy for all.